考えたんです。考えつくよ。Awareness. Higher grades of awareness.Registration area has to be quiet. Quiet not in the sense that you subdue it, but quiet in the sense that it is educated not to interfere. And that is the purpose of teacher registration. And you all got your plates, most of you? So you can practice now. Yes, any question?Question?
This is your mind which you are talking about. Is the same thing as Christ consciousness?
Well, every religion has its own kind of faith. The Buddhists may call it Buddha mind. The Christians may call it Christ consciousness. Somebody might call it fire consciousness. Somebody might call it any other consciousness. I am usingA common word that does not denote a religion, infinite mind, a universal divine mind. I do not want to bring in a religious aspect in my talk. I am avoiding either Buddha or Christ or Mama or anyone. Because we are here for specific scientific yoga progress. And we are not involving ourselves into religions and philosophies.That is why you have never heard me to philosophize or stress on any religion whatsoever. Because yoga is not religion but a way of life. You get my point? And therefore, any word that would tend to point at any religion, I will avoid. So I would not call it Christ consciousness or Buddha consciousness or Buddha mind. I would use the word infinite mind or divine mind. And...Infinite mind, as it flows to you and me, is called our individual mind. When it flows to our brain, it is called individual mind. I told you so many times that when the outside air is atmosphere, in our lungs it is our breath. Like that, the infinite mind that is flowing through our brain system, body brain system, is our individual mind. And it's capable ofTransferring its awareness, its total high awareness, to the brain area. It is said that the work that is done by liver cannot be done by 100 scientists in 24 hours to give the results that each liver gives to each individual being. Where does this great awareness, this great wisdom come from? There is an interexchange of wisdom.With body-brain system. At some places, automatic so that they can survive, and at other places, to be consciously performed as evolving human beings. You get my point? And the whole world, they may use different language, but the whole world wants to do this one simple thing, interchange between brain areas and infinite mind.Let them call it by any name they like. Let them name it Christian Science, let them name it Theosophy, let them name whatever they like. In short, it is this, a simple process by which interaction can be brought about with infinite wisdom and our brain and body system. You get my point? But this has to be done consciously, properly, scientifically, step by step. If you are in a hurry,If you are in a hurry, you will increase the voltage of your body and not the power of your lamp. The power of the lamp is your brain and the voltage is the higher flow of energy in your body and your lamp will burst, leading to madness, coma and such error.Ailment. Therefore, we have to first improve the quality of our brain, the quality of our nerves, because we bring about an inter-exchange. For that, we have got six refining exercises, we have got five upgrading exercises, we have got three separate upgrading. It is what we do preliminary as elementary. And then we step into the main area, transformation, inter-exchange between brain areas and infinite mind. You get the point? You get my point clearly? This is in short the purpose of yoga. If people use the word sacred or secret, do not go by that. There is nothing secret and there is nothing sacred. There is nothing more sacred than a human being. Any human being. God has not created anything on earth or in the universe more sacred. And therefore, there couldn't be sacred or secret practices. Because a human mind and body, when transformed, is not less than God. It's not less than God. Therefore, a human being is the most sacred creation. And it needs most vital, conscious practice. As the author has written beautifully, if he is here before I was, he is not God at all. If he is here before I was, he is not God at all. That clearly means the great link between infinite essence and limited essence. We may be limited in size, but not limited in essence, not limited in our possibility. But without conscious inter-exchange, we are as good as subhuman species. You must speak English, French, Latin. Makes no difference. You know, doctor, engineer, makes no difference. When fear catches you here, you are finished. When doubt catches you here, you are finished. Isn't it? That's the use of your so-called education then. If you can lead, you can flow with life as freely as Ganga flows without ever being caught in the turmoils of life. They will come and they will go, but the river flows on. There are waterfalls, but the river continues. It doesn't stand there and cry. If you can flow like a river, and look everything with a smile, without disturbing yourself in the least. Being free from all ailments, mental or physical, or emotional. Then you are on the way to the bliss. Not before. And nothing is denied to a human being. We may bring in philosophy, we may bring in karma, but on the path, karma is helpless. On this path, karma cannot stop you. It is the law of God. Once you step on this path, it is your choice where to stop and when to stop. So, if you stop someday, the blame is yours. Does not put any obstacle in your way than on the path. Many people have told me, you see, these days I've got some problems, after that I'll start three-step rhythmic breathing. You're waiting for problems to end, then you can wait till eternity. Because problems will come. It is up to you to grow out of these problems and live on a higher trajectory. Just as a child outgrows toys and refuses to fail, when it outgrows toys stage, you have to outgrow the stage of problems. because when there is in the exchange of brain and infinite mind, for each problem will be presented to you a solution. Today, what do? You open your book and pray. You go down on your knees and pray. Because you have no center to touch the infinite. And you have been given half a dozen centers to touch the infinite. And yet you say, God is far from me, away from me. It's not true. It's not true. Whatever you have done, whatever you have thought, whatever emotions you have experienced till today, forget that. Start a new life. Start a new breath. Start a new thought. Start this exchange. See what nature has to offer you. See what God has to offer you. Christ, Buddha, Krishna, Rama, the Savior of the world. Not that we worship them, but to tell us, you can be what we are. So come to tell us only this, that one day you can be what we are. Wow. Instead we say, oh, I am a sinner. Only there. As long as you consider yourself a sinner and you are here, God will be there. He is not there. But I don't want to philosophize. Because there is no end to philosophy. And philosophy never teaches us anything. Practical steps are required. And this will take... It's a very, very old question, asked 10,000 times. And the answer is to, one cannot meditate. One cannot meditate. One cannot meditate for 1 minute. To meditate for 1 minute, means 120 thoughts in 1 second into 60. That means putting 1440 thoughts out for 1 minute. Not possible. So you cannot meditate. Meditation is a passion. If you can meditate for 2 seconds, it is dhyana. And if you can concentrate for 10 seconds, it is dhyana. And if you can do it for 100 seconds, it is samadhi. It is so difficult. You see? And people say, I do meditation 1 hour in the morning. I don't know. So it's a passion to meditate. Just as it is a passion to go to some music, learn some classical music, because we may not understand a word. See? It's a passion. See? Just as breath is a passion, meditation is a passion. The easiest thing on earth is to fool ourselves. And that is all we do when we think of meditation. It is easy to fool others, but easier to fool ourselves. And that is how we fool ourselves and meditate. Wow, God alone knows. I once again repeat, we cannot meditate. Fill your front brain with your eyes and center. Stop the noise. Meditation is out of the question. And what will you meditate upon? Tell me. What will you meditate upon? What will be your subject? What will be your subject for meditation if you can meditate?
Your own
self. Huh?
Your own
self. That is not meditation. That is not meditation. That is interaction. What is meditation? On what subject will you meditate? If you can meditate. That is interaction. What will you meditate on? That is your knowledge. It is what is the form. What will you meditate upon? Can you give me a subject you meditate upon?
Nothing.
That is within nothing. You cannot meditate. You can't give me one subject on which you can meditate. You cannot. You can imagine. you can visualize. You cannot meditate.
If there is one part in the mind, is that meditation?
It will come out. It will come out. Vegetable state of human body and brain. Hundreds of books which write, make your mind blank. The writer doesn't know what blank is. He talks of coma. It is not possible. You may have read in the Old Testament that Moses stopped the flowing water, parted the sea. But that is gospel. It is not possible. More than a sea or a river, this river of thought is still more difficult to stop. No Moses has yet done this. Stop, and I will pass through. No. It has not been done. It will never be done that way. These are all imaginary. The practical way is to silence your front brain by sister rhythmic breathing and by refining exercises. Prepare yourself by upgrading exercises and sister rhythmic breathing. And then start on a process of inter-exchange between your brain area and infinite mind. Wisdom, the all-knowing wisdom. There is no other way. Everything else is mere thought. Any question? That does not mean that all thoughts have stopped. Your thinking area is becoming less violent, less throbbing, more peaceful. And instead of 120 thoughts per second, you may have 10 thoughts per second. No. The first technique is to reflect it, lying down, sitting, standing, walking. Then the second step is volume and the third step is rhythm. Correct? So the four positions are for master your technique, the first step. Now three steps is giving total. Get my point. Once you master technique, then you have volume, then you have rhythm. And that is it. Is that my point? Yes, but what is the question?
The method of that
method
will be applied to technique
only
or to that volume and rhythm also.
You see, technique is more important. First, you master the technique. Because if you are lying down, if you are sitting, if you are standing, or if you are walking, different sets of muscles and tissues come into play. Is that my point? So the technique of must be mastered in all four positions. Technique is master, volume and rhythm will come. Huh? Therefore the mastery is for technique.
Technique.
Yes, you said
it. Talk about the lower sending power. You said that the lower sending power is a result of activating the lower chakras. So can you bypass the lower chakras and start from anahata?
Of course, yes. That's all I'm trying to say. So all the power, not even anahata and visuddhi. You must go through the brain area. This is where written on Taluka, Ajda, Sahasya, Bindu, and then silent area, the mid brain. These you have to go to. If you go to the lower brain, you can get certain psychic powers. These psychic powers are now less than obstruction. But you need not go first into them and then into the higher centers. You go directly into the brain centers and avoid the lower brain. You must tell me what is awareness, and then I will answer your question. Define awareness.
Let us all try.
What is awareness? Let us define the very word awareness. what do we understand by awareness? We understand the effect of awareness. I am awake, I am talking to you, you are listening, I am walking, I am sitting, I am eating, I am drinking, I am reading. These are the effects of awareness. It is not awareness itself. You get my point? Awareness itself has to be experienced. We do experience awareness here, but it is faulty awareness, gross awareness, limited awareness. We have to experience subtle awareness, infinite awareness. You get my point? And for that, the human brain is built up to reach that. The subhuman brain is not built for that. You get my point? But all these high awareness processes are to be consciously practiced. It will not come by itself. Today we eat. Nature takes care of the digestion process. We take no conscious effort. We make no conscious effort except for chewing a little, which I don't do at all. But that is all that we can do. We can chew more or less. The rest is done by nature. But inter-exchange is not done automatically by nature. To experience what is awareness is transformation. When we use the word transformation, we mean that I have experienced awareness of a higher grade, infinite awareness. You get my point? Awareness of a lower type is also very brilliant. We have got scholars who show us how much they can be brilliant. Brilliant and to be aware opposes the path. A man who is so brilliant may not be aware at all. He is a state recorder of a good quality. Hitachi or Sony, that's all, nothing more. But to be aware, to sit here, to read your book, to hear what the other party on the telephone talks to your son, at the same time think of what your sister is doing in America, all sitting quietly reading here, to be aware everywhere, simultaneously, is the beginning of awareness. All this is the beginning of awareness. You get my point? The possibility cannot be described. It is so vast. Pacific Ocean, it's a very big ocean, it's only 8 miles deep. Our galaxy is 90,000 light years, and it cannot be found if you are on the other side of the universe. We are talking about immensity, and to be aware of this immensity, we want immense awareness. You get my point? And to be ready for such awareness, there is a positive, step-by-step, scientific method of progress. That is called inter-exchange between brain areas and the infinite all-knowing mind. You get my point? This is awareness itself, not the effects of awareness I'm talking about. This, as an inbuilt quality, does not belong to us. Otherwise, there will be no need to do all this. Then we will not be aware. What we mean by jagrat, to be conscious, to be awake, has no meaning. Has no meaning. For 1 second you cannot remain in the present. This is impossible. The human mind has not experienced anything. That's because a child might know a few lines. Literature, how it wants to say when the guests are around. It thinks it knows so much, and the parents are saying, darling, say that, and then he'll repeat. See? Like that, we know a little here and there, and we think we are, oh, we know so much. We know nothing. Anything that we need from outside inside is not a quest. Anything we need from outside inside is not a quest. The rose grows from inside. The child becomes a devil from inside. We add flesh and blood to the child. No, it grows from inside. All growth is in natural from inside. Outside knowledge does not help our growth. It is mere load. Our growth should be from inside. But when it comes to transformation, it is not unconscious. It is not automatic. Physical growth is automatic, not there. Yes. Any other question?
Lie down and be in any position while doing this step breathing. You can lie down on any side or...
Yes. You can lie flat, you can lie on your side, you can lie on your tummy. Just think of three steps as your normal today wrong breathing. If you can do your wrong breathing in any position, why can't you do three steps rhythmic breathing in any position? If you can do wrong breathing on a full stomach, why can't you do the right breathing on a full stomach? You get my point? So three-step rhythmic breathing is replacing a wrong breathing, and therefore it needs to be done in any circumstances, in any position. Correct? Anything else? Any other question? One minute. Please, try to explain. Tell me clearly.
Because then you said, I am reaching the I am at the same time listening to radio and something transformation
from
my
side. So
we know all the
facts. Of improved awareness.
So that total awareness depends from total effect.
If you call education in first standard, different from education in MA or PhD, it is still education of a higher, and not the first, but of a higher grade, lower grade.
But consciousness and
effect. You see,
the link
between. There is the link. The link is there. That is the link to be consciously established. Can do this practice, but in the
what happens to all
this
eugenics?
It is all dormant. Even the front is dormant. That is why I am coma. Even the front is dormant. Do not believe. Yes, it's a vegetation only. It's a vegetation life. It's not even a human life. When do we meet again?
6 years.
Last Thursday is 27th April. Okay? Last Thursday is 27th April. Okay? With your question, come with your question. With your difficulties in absorbing something, come with your difficulty. Do not hesitate to ask me 10,000 times the same question. I don't mind. But clarify your mind. Do not hesitate. I will not call a question as foolish question. Because I have asked all foolish questions to know a little. And you are not bad in asking any type of question. To know and to experience up to different things. If you experience, you don't have to know. And Lolo. then three step up or three step rhythmic breathing. Because without that established for 24 hours, it will not be possible to go for inter-exchange. Because inter-exchange is not possible, till the front lobes, IESM, are quiet. And they can never be quiet without three step rhythmic breathing established for 24 hours. This is a necessity. Because noise must stop here for something to be heard there. So please come up to 24 hours of rhythmic breathing. As you follow. So then we will meet on 27th April. Thank you.